If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Paradise Recap, Bachelor in Paradise Recap podcast, hosted by male and racial best friend duo. Coming down to it, we get into the last days of Paradise. This was our first episode where someone said people are starting to think about life outside of Paradise.
A tradition like no other.
It is.
We're getting close to the end of Paradise. Someone says it. I don't know when it happens usually. I don't think it's even the same time of the year. You never know when it's coming. But that means you really need to take a close look at these relationships and see who actually is in a relationship and who's just having fun out here. That's what that sentence means.
It absolutely does. Everything changes when...
Everything changes when one person says that on camera. Yeah. And it was Kat this year.
The relationships you mentioned under closer inspection, are any of them ready for the real world? Are any, or are most of them, what's having fun? I think there might be a couple, but
a couple. There's a couple, I think.
In the dictionary definition of the word couple, a two, there might be two relationships that are poised to succeed.
Yes.
It's Thanksgiving week. If you're interested in purchasing some Rosecast merchandise at a discount, a deep discount.
How deep?
As deep as normal, regular 20%. If we go 25, I think we lose money on some items, so we don't want to do that. I suggest you visit rimandab.com this weekend, starting on Friday, or follow our Instagram, Rosecast Podcast, to see the new designs. There will not be that many. TBD on the quality. But we're planning to have 20% off Friday through Monday.
Or if you're a real friend, Rim, you wait till Tuesday. You wait till the next Tuesday.
I don't disagree with
that. If
you're
a real friend of ours.
True fans will not be purchasing anything.
They will wait till Tuesday and then make their big purchases for the holiday.
So that's that announcement. It's a tepid announcement because, we got some work to do on the designs. But there are some classic. That's what your never goes out of style. And you know which one I'm talking about. Episode 8 of Bachelor in Paradise, the most obvious resolution to a cliffhanger ever. Michael asked Olivia to go on the date.
Come on. Beach explodes with excitement. Obviously, everyone told him, hey, don't ask any of these other people. They're kind of with other people. Olivia's
obviously not. Yeah.
She's an obvious choice here.
I loved her not knowing his name after doing the ring thing right to the camera.
Yeah. I mean, Olivia's
put a ring
just
on it.
Rock solid TV.
Here's our Olivia's priorities as I see them. Number one, talking about her relationships, the ups and downs, peaks and valleys. Number two, this is her second priority, giving takes on other people's relationships. Mm-hmm. These are both those things occur to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, finding a connection. That is the third priority for Olivia. Finding a real connection is,
I agree,
a borderline afterthought at times. The other things are far more important to her.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. She is obviously spending a lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of time with a notebook writing down lines. Fire lines she can use at any moment.
Workshopping stuff.
She's workshopping, you know, things to say. Okay?
Oh, one-liners. Kat is making out with John Henry over there. John Henry comes to, this didn't happen, but John Henry comes to me wanting to, you know, brief me on that situation. She says, I can't right now. I'm grinding paper in my notebook.
I'm busy.
I'm busy. I'm doing work here. I got a job
to do. Someone has to make this show run.
It's true. Speaking of John Henry and Kat, got kind of a little redeeming edit here. Got kind of a positive, hey, this couple might leave together.
This couple might be not too bad.
Yeah.
They're getting cuddly. And are on the same page, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. That page being, they're going to leave together, unengaged, and break up a few weeks after that. Which
or
is pretty
where
good.
It goes.
That's pretty happy. That's
or
a happy
see where
ending.
It goes. They might see where it goes, Rim. You never know.
As we discuss couples throughout the episode, percentage chance I want you to give that they leave engaged.
Oh, leave engaged?
Yeah.
Okay.
0% we're getting down to the end of it. We're getting down to the end of paradise.
Zero for them.
Zero. But the percentage chance they'll leave together?
75. No, no.
I was going to say 80.
60. No, you never know what they're going to do to Kat. They might throw a curveball at Kat at any moment. She's great to mess with, just like Will was great to mess with.
Olivia and Michael date.
Were they just sitting in front of a fire drinking coffee? Is that what this date was? I feel like this was just a completely thrown together. We got to save Olivia here.
This was 45 minutes in real life, this date.
Olivia's really helped us out this year. Let's give her a date, but it's got to be today. Can you guys put something together? Can you go get the blankets?
It's got to be today. Sorry
for the short notice. It's got to be like 30 minutes.
Chat.
It's got to be in 30 minutes. Can you guys set up something up there real quick?
The people playing the instruments were producers. Go get some drums.
I believe it was just instruments being played and then a fire and then a blanket.
Yeah.
And them sitting, they basically moved the stuff that was already out from the previous night's fire up to a different area, and then they gave them coffee to drink.
There were real guests of the resort who had to be moved at the last minute. Sorry, I know you guys are roasting marshmallows
we got something
with
going
your
on
kids, but we need Michael and Olivia to make out real quick. Yeah, that's a great observation. Michael could have given a toast of any level of quality. And Olivia would have reacted same way, which was fawning. And how much longer do I have to wait before we can kiss and wrap legs?
Yeah, legs were wrapped.
That's what this was. There was not a lot of time spent on this date. About as much time was spent on it as effort put into it.
Yep. We didn't see anything else. They kissed.
They threw Olivia a bone.
You got to throw her a bone. She's doing everything for this. She's got the show on her back, Rim. She's carrying this show right now.
I agree. However, I would later we saw Sam and I was like, oh,
I would like more
Sam.
Sam.
I would like more Sam. Olivia Kat to be turn that dial down a little bit. Turn the it's too late now. I would have liked the Sam dial to be up more.
Those two. Yeah, those two are, you know, shouldering the load of this season. There's some other personalities they really could have tapped into here.
Oh,
I agree.
Kat and Sam's Olivia are shouldering the load. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
but Sam should be there. I agree.
Back at paradise. I love
that. And back to Sam. That's what she was brought on for. I thought.
Yeah.
Kind of quirky and from Canada. Obviously, she's not gonna leave with anyone. Obviously, that goes without saying.
Oh well, I think that changed this episode.
Yeah, might have. But at least before this episode, I would have said Sam was just here specifically for. You know, stuff outside of finding relationships.
I 100% expect
what she
that.
Brings to the show, but she hasn't brought anything.
Yeah, sad.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite moment of this episode was when John Henry told Kat he's really into heavy metal. They're at breakfast and he's like, one of my things I really like is heavy metal music. Her response to that was, have you ever been to a heavy metal concert? And he looked at her like, yes, I've been to a concert of my favorite genre of music. What do you mean? Of course. Obviously, these two are not a match in real life. She has no interest in any of that or basically anything about John Henry.
No.
This is where we got our first mention of the end being near. Couples rundown, Kat and John Henry, Avon and Kylie, Eliza and Aaron, Sam and Peter, Mercedes and Tyler. New relationships are Michael and Olivia, Tanner and Rachel. And I want to say Blake and Jess would be in that old, I might have skipped them, but Blake and Jess.
Blake and Jess are there.
Guard. Yeah. What would you call Blake and Rachel having periodic?
That's a top of the meetings. Pyramid. Top of the pyramid.
Summit.
You know,
it's a summit of the leaders.
It's
of the
a
pyramid.
Summit of the board. Yeah. I mean, there's only two of them here, but they, you know, they call out different names every time that aren't there. You know, fucking, I don't know, Demi here or not. And then they, you know, they go through the list and then it's just
taking
two.
Attendance.
They're taking attendance every time. They take the minutes are taken here. We got these two there. There's a list of 10 people on this board of the top of the pyramid. Only two of them here. But we need to convene.
That's a quorum.
Make sure,
in these bylaws.
Make sure we are on the same page.
Just bounce ideas off each other.
Of course.
You sit higher than everybody else and you look around and you say, let's assess what's going on.
Let's see what's going on.
Is there anything I can do
us.
To help benefit your relationship and life and vice versa?
What can we do for each other as the top dogs here?
How can we combine our powers to better serve the paradise nations? Rachel is confused a little bit by Tanner's rose. She thinks it's a friendship rose, which it was.
Yeah, I mean,
it was
yeah.
a producer rose more than anything, really.
Probably, yeah.
So she's open to someone else coming down. Enter Jordan from her season. The first date drag racer
who
Rachel sent home.
Inexplicably
sent home at the end of that episode.
For no reason was dumped, if I remember correctly.
That was.
I believe they were hitting it off, and he was great. And then, stunningly, she let him go at the nighttime portion.
That was our first indication of Rachel putting a little too much pressure on herself as a bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Sending a great first date. First dates don't
Maybe
go much better than that.
There weren't the level of fireworks I think she was anticipating or butterflies feeling.
She thought, I'm getting swept off my feet here.
Yeah, she was expecting swept off her feet. She didn't quite get that, so she sent a good guy home that might have swept her off her feet later. That's the thing. You don't have to be swept off your feet the first time. Maybe it comes later.
Jordan. So that guy, and also Taylor, a guy he knows from back home, probably one of his pals. Taylor, as we learned, was brought in to be the hapless loser
that no one
pays attention to.
Scene.
Awkward, dork,
tough
embarrassing
scene
geek.
For that guy. First of all, you get a 2-for-1 entrance. No one knows who you are. Jesse doesn't know who you are. And you're here to be the sad sack.
And they
that never gets nothing goes right for him.
Little clues, little things. They included the half second where he responded to Jesse. That probably happens with everyone where they were like, all right, you ready? Say it. And then he says
and
it.
And he
but
said something awkward and they included it.
Well, they included the pause before. So it was like, look at this nerd. He's so nervous.
Yeah, he's so nervous. Yeah, they included him looking bad to Jesse where they don't include that with everyone. Everyone else gets a couple takes.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, you don't, I would be mortified to embarrass myself in front of Jesse Palmer. I would be if I did that in front of Jesse Palmer, I would spend the rest of my paradise time thinking about
you'd be
how,
thinking
what
about
Jesse
that.
Thinks I'm a loser. Yeah.
Jesse thinks
all
I
would
suck.
Think about. He thinks I don't have what it takes. You mentioned you don't want to come in as a duo.
You don't want to come in as a duo ever.
Unless you're a
especially
duo. Unless
you're a twin.
Bebop and Rocksteady twins.
Yeah, Bebop.
If you have a branding
course.
Connection. This
of
is
course, if there
neither
is
of
a
you
branding,
are important enough.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you don't want to be the duo and the less important of the duo and there's no connection between you two.
They don't
so
know
So there's no
other.
Connection there. People hardly know what the race car driver is. I mean, there's a little fanfare there, I think. But they especially don't care about you.
Yeah, he was tacked
Tough
on to this.
Scene for him.
And it was confirmed later when he did not get, when Taylor did not get a date card. They sent
well,
him
it was
down.
No, it was confirmed when he was talking to the camera and they put underneath him where your occupation goes. It said charity season extra.
The captions under the names.
They're mean spirited this year.
Really hilarious this season.
I
haven't even caught them all. I need to, I might rewatch the entire
season. They've
been
very mean spirited and funny this year.
Jordan and Taylor enter. Taylor pulls Kat, but that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
Jordan pulls Rachel.
I don't even think they got... Did they even sit down? Did they show us anything? Or did Kat just, like, kind of walk a little bit and say, and I'm not interested, and then they walk back to the
walk down, and then she took a right.
Just to let you know, I'm not interested, and then they
I'll meet you over
split.
There.
Yeah.
And then she went somewhere else. Jordan and Rachel, he seems like a real peach, and he's from Georgia. She genuinely regrets sending him home early.
Yeah. You should.
This was an obvious connection. You shouldn't send these two on a date. You should give them a trip somewhere, a free cruise, and make it a spinoff. Jordan and Rachel reconnected. They seem to just.
It's the least you can do for Rachel.
For Rachel, what about Jordan? Jordan's the one who bared the brunt of that.
Yeah, but look at what Rachel's dealing with this season, and it comes. It somehow got worse at the end of this episode.
I no longer care about that. I think she is enjoying not being in the spotlight and not shouldering any pressure.
Not when this roast came around her.
Well, the roast was bad for her and a lot of other people because it was not performed by people who know what they're doing. But I think Rachel, as we saw on her date with Jordan here, appreciates and is way more relaxed.
She
is. And is more herself because she is not the center of attention. So I almost wonder if she likes that she isn't, in retrospect, did not get that big Katie Thurston, Charity. Who else was?
Yeah, Hannah Brown.
Hannah Brown, the big Bachelorette introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jordan gets a date card. Taylor, have I been calling him Taylor? Is that, yeah, it's Taylor, right?
I think you got it right, yeah.
Taylor does not.
That's tough. That's,
yeah.
I mean, that's one of the most humiliating things that's ever happened on the show. You came down together, one of you got a date card almost immediately, and you don't even get a date card.
Prince,
so what was
the
he
Bachelor
even pulling people for?
Yeah. What was he pulling people for? It doesn't matter.
This is on the Mount Rushmore of most humiliating things that's ever happened here for someone.
It's way better. Some people go to Paradise and they don't get to go down. They don't get called down. They stay in the hotel. That would be way better than this
That'd
guy's
be way better than this.
Because he's not even really
this guy's
friends with these people.
Used.
Yeah.
He's getting for used. He's getting used for laughs. And I feel really bad for him.
Tanner watches Rachel go off on the date with Jordan. I'll tell you what, big old hunk babe boss Tanner did not expect to be floundering this late in Paradise.
Well, it's crazy how randomly choosing the most popular person on the beach at the rose ceremony instead of someone that you have any sort of connection with can backfire on you. It's crazy how that happens.
He had no other choice.
He had Davia. He went on a date with Davia. She was fully anticipating the date rose.
Totally forgot
about that. And he just randomly chose the most popular person there.
Well, he's trying to climb up
so,
the pyramid.
So, yeah, that, it might backfire on you, Tanner. I'm sorry.
Do you really think he had a choice to not give a rose to Rachel? Rachel had to be kept. In fact, someone has a conspiracy theory in the
No, I don't.
About
he probably
that.
Didn't ever. Well, you know, that was the rose ceremony that the lady left, and then Braden could Becca. Have saved her, too.
But so Olivia had someone, to be saved. So, if Tanner didn't give it to Rachel, he would have had to give it. Rachel and Olivia
had to
get roses.
Yeah, you're right.
Braden and Tanner did not have choices there.
Well, yeah. Just saying, you don't have a solid connection with anyone. It's not surprising that you're still floundering.
Rachel and Jordan date. Straddle yoga, I'll call it. 40% of dates on this show are just regular activities, but tantric.
Tantric.
You just put tantric in front of it. Tantric eating meals. Tantric yoga. Tantric. Tantric roast. I'm surprised they didn't turn that roast into a tantric event. Yeah. I like this date.
Of course, I always love a tantric yoga date. Are you kidding
me? Not the activity. I thought they had similar attitudes about it and senses of humor. They weren't taking it too seriously. They weren't taking themselves too seriously.
Sure.
They had a great kiss moment.
They did.
I found it funny how they both acknowledged that they barely know one another, even though they had a full date on the regular show, which is like 1/4 of the way to engagement. If you have a full date on a regular show, you're falling for that person, and they had a full date and are like, hi, I'm Rachel. Hi, I'm Jordan.
No
Remember
clue who
me.
You are.
No clue. Yeah. You're the race car driver, right? So I really liked this storyline, the reconnection. I liked Rachel on the date. I thought this was something here. I really thought this was it.
Yeah. Sometimes the timing just isn't right at first. and you let a good man go, and then you get a second chance. Sometimes that happens.
I thought they were going to leave together after this date. I was stunned by what followed. Nighttime.
Last few days of paradise, folks.
Coming down to it.
Hey. Figure out what you're going to do.
Start to
last
think about...
Last few days.
Jog my memory. So the options are break up.
Break
leave,
up.
Leave together, don't get engaged, or get engaged.
Leave together. So there's going to be a point where Jesse comes down and he's like, hey, you guys can go to the fantasy suites or you can leave now. It's
That's
really
right.
weird what happens. So he
That's
does
right.
that, and then you can decide to stay. So some people will leave at that point kind of together with someone, but they're not ready for fantasy suites. And then a day later
well,
after the fantasy
there's
suites.
Like the only, there's probably
not
only two.
Fantasy
two or four.
Yeah, obviously everyone wants to go to the fantasy suites. Yeah. But so you choose then if you're going to leave or not. And then like, I don't know, 18 hours later after the fantasy suites, you have the exact same choice again, except adding an option
yeah.
of engagement. So you can, so they're going to get asked, hey, fantasy suites are tonight. You need to go have conversations. Everyone's going to go to different day beds, have their conversations. We're going to see all of them. Half, a lot of the group is going to leave either together with someone kind of, or they're going to leave completely broke. Like this was fun, but obviously we're not continuing this. They're going to leave. And then like four groups are going to stay for the fantasy suites, including a couple people that shouldn't be going to the fantasy suites. Okay. And then the next day, Jesse's going to come out again. He's going to say, he's going to ask them the same question, except he's going to add one option of you can also get engaged. Neil Lane's over there. And then they have to make the decision again. And then Avon and Kylie and Aaron
and Eliza.
And Eliza will meet with Neil Lane, and they will stay on the beach and get engaged, and everyone else will leave together.
And those four, they do the group post-engagement.
And those four will do a group engagement.
And that's how the season will end. Yeah.
That's how the season will end, yeah. That's
the next...
That's what's happening.
4 hours of the show, the final 4 hours, that's what's going to occur.
Mm-hmm. Are there only two episodes left?
There is a one-hour episode next week after the Golden Bachelor finale, and then...
In 2 weeks.
Or sorry, not... Yeah, well, in 2 weeks, after the week after Thanksgiving. And then there is a three-hour finale December 7th.
Wow, we really are coming down to it.
I know. I'm excited for who comes down next week.
Yeah.
Kat Tanner and others mention... Oh, well, I also have a prediction. You said about half of them are going to leave at that point. After this roast, and based on the preview for next week, I think half of them might leave before the roast ceremony.
Fuck this.
People are out on each other after this.
Listen, that roast was too mean. That was too mean.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
You got to have some tolerance for meanness. These are adults, AB. They're not 9-year-olds. I mean,
it was
it's a
too
roast.
Mean. It was too mean.
I would argue that opinion. It was a fine amount of mean, just
fine
not,
amount of mean?
Not funny enough to make
sure.
It worth it.
Rim, they weren't telling jokes. They were just saying.
I agree. Nighttime. Kat Tanner and others mentioned that Aaron and Eliza are the only ones with a potential chance to get engaged. This is where the show took a minute to remind us that Avon and Kylie are actually a couple, and they...
We had forgot about them.
They get a little
They're talking boy
here.
And girl names or something. I guess they're going good. That's what I gathered from them. They're
My opinion, heaven is not a name you want as a human being. You don't want to be named for eternal life as a reward for living well.
This is your opinion on the names they're talking about.
Yes. What if heaven is an asshole? What if heaven rear-ends you and speeds off? What if you know a person named Heaven and they do something like awful and selfish, and then it just leads right into you're setting them up to not live up to their name. If someone named Hell participates in a hit and run, that's to be expected. They are named for Hell. I just don't know if you want to be named Heaven. That's a really high expectation. Anyway, they're confident engagement's coming, or at least Kylie is.
Yeah. I am too now, I think, because of that one
scene.
Well,
they might already be engaged as well, for all we know.
I have no idea.
Jordan and Rachel return from their date, and she speaks with Tanner. I thought this was, Tanner, thanks for the rose. I appreciate it, but I had a great day with Jordan. I would like to focus on him for the last few days.
Yeah, I didn't get what was going on with any of this. What, Rachel, what do you, and I think Wells said it best, what do you want all out of all of this, Rachel? Because you're starting to confuse me.
Hmm.
I have no clue. I didn't know what she was saying to Tanner, and I didn't know what she was saying when she came back to the group. Who does she want? None of these guys?
She seemed to not want to let Tanner down. There was two
parts to
Tanner.
Is she continuing?
Tanner.
Did you end that thinking she was continuing things with Tanner or continuing things with Jordan or neither? Or both?
Both.
So she's continuing things with both.
The most logical explanation is that she's playing ball to have to keep the rose ceremony tense. Who
has
roses
her
rose?
This week? I don't even know.
Rachel does. So who's she going to give it to, Tanner or Jordan? But I really thought she would say, thanks, Tanner. That's it. I'm with Jordan now. We only have a few days left. But she went the first time, hey, I'm open to it. And then she goes back to what? But it seemed pity. It seemed like.
Yeah, it did seem pity. I left thinking they were pretty much broken up, but also she didn't say it really.
No.
With Tanner.
And then she was talking with Wells and Tyler. Wells said something like, tell the person you want to be with that that's what you want to pursue, which to me meant, in my head, I'm envisioning her saying
Jordan.
That to Jordan.
Yeah.
So go be honest with Tanner and let him down. But the opposite occurs.
Yeah. She goes and talks to Tanner again.
And says, I would like to give it a shot.
And then Tanner says he wants to leave here in a relationship. And he's here for the right reasons.
That might have been the turning point. When he said, all I think about is being with someone, that Rachel melted when she heard that.
Yeah, I mean, Rim, being a hunk makes things easy for you. Because that speech he gave was ass,
it's tough
in
to
my
buy
opinion.
Tanner's sob story.
In my opinion. He says, I want to be with my person. I want to travel the world, do cool shit, start businesses, take over the world, and then go home and watch Netflix. And that shit worked. That line.
Yeah, that worked.
That shit worked. Like, it blew her away. It's like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard someone say in my entire life. That's just, if you're a hunk,
the world.
If you're a hunk, you got more leeway than the rest of us.
Have a partner. That goes
say
without
things.
Saying. That goes without saying.
Travel
There's
the
no
world.
Follow-up to that.
Do
no
cool
follow-up.
Shit. Start a business. Start businesses, plural.
Well, that's
so travel
West,
the world.
West from the challenge, too. A bunch of businesses.
Start businesses. Take over the world. Then go home and watch Netflix. And that line of thinking worked for her.
She loved it.
And him. She couldn't get enough of it.
This Hunks. This shocked me that she was still open to Tanner. I mean, she just had a wonderful second date with Jordan. This was a second date.
I feel like she's going to eventually pick Jordan, though.
Well, still. Especially after the roast. Especially
yeah,
after
the roast. Yeah,
Tanner shot himself in the foot there. I mean, you don't really have a lot of room for error here. And then her and Tanner have a sensual
yeah,
kiss.
They sure shit did.
Cut to Jordan high-fiving with the boys, just like, boom, boys.
Yeah, I'm back.
I'm back. Great day.
Second chance, Mr. Second Chance.
I couldn't believe that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Aaron and Eliza.
Got something special
you know
for,
I had to set
for my
up the
baby
breakfast.
Girl.
You know I had to get the flowers.
You know I had to do something special for my baby. You know that
special.
Much. I believe if we're going to keeping track of this, this was a daybed, some flowers, and other trinkets. I don't know what was on the platter. I don't know what was going on.
I couldn't see it very well. It looked like mini blueberry pancakes with some sort of homemade either butter or whipped cream, probably whipped butter from the chefs.
It might have been a nice little, it might have been, you know, some nice like lemon spread, like creamy lemon spread for your blueberry mini pancakes.
Dessert.
Might have been something like that.
Not her breakfast that we know, which is
basically
traditional, but a breakfast themed nighttime snack.
Well, breakfast is their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just most important meal of the day.
It's a little something for my baby. No big deal. No, something I threw together that I knew you'd love. And here's some flowers. Couldn't get my baby some flowers.
Couldn't not get my girl some flowers.
Come on now.
This here is a beautiful bouquet of flowers. Aaron says his perspective has changed. Being with Eliza has shown him what he wants in a partner. He seemed adorably nervous, I will say, as an Aaron guy who is almost out of breath saying these things to her. And then he asks her, the most Aaron thing ever, asks her to be his girlfriend. Will you be my girl?
I want to go study.
Well, you want to go study with me? And she says yes.
Of course she said yes.
Because listen, Eliza's number one priority is a happy ending. That's
you want a life full of flowers? I can't think of anyone that gets their baby more flowers than Aaron. He'll get you so many flowers, you'll be sick of them flowers by the end of
it. You'll just be throwing flowers away. Because the budget, too much of the budget is taken by flowers. Yeah.
Flowers again? There's already two bouquets sitting out.
We're out of milk, Aaron. I don't need fresh cut daisies.
I'm going to throw these in the trash.
She thinks they'll leave engaged.
I think so, too.
I do, too.
That seems like a lock to me.
I bet my life that Aaron and Eliza will be engaged. I bet my life.
No, I bet your
podcast career. I promise I'll retire if Aaron and Eliza don't leave engaged. I promise.
Podcasting career on the line.
This is it. This is it for me. Wells.
If it's not him, who is it going to be?
Well, and she wants it too. This is
They both want it.
She
all
came here
want
to
it.
Get this ending. They both want it. This is it. Yeah. Wells, jealous that there's a new non-traditional oddball guy
hater
in Bachelor Nation.
Hater.
Wells does not like
he's
that
doing
there's
your
a new
thing.
Oddball.
He's doing your oddball thing better than you could ever dream of doing, pal.
Sorry,
I'm
Wells.
Sorry,
you
Wells.
You had your time. You had your time.
You're lucky he doesn't come in and fucking swoop your job. If you keep this up,
he'll
be behind
Brayden
that bar.
Behind the bar.
Don't let Brayden get a little
Brayden is
comfortable
absolutely
behind
Tom Cruise
the bar.
And cocktail, too. He's making the drinks.
He'll spice things up back there. Wells doesn't do shit. He doesn't even know how to make anything. Brayden will be shaking the mixer and be making specialty drinks.
Wells is in a tough spot because he definitely thought he was going to be the host.
Oh, he thought he was going to be the host.
So he has tried in this role to dispense real advice.
Guidance. Yeah.
Guidance. And he remains that way. Brayden would be more fun and he'd be like, shit, man, I don't know. I'm 24. You know, he wouldn't try to give advice in that role. He'd just be the fun bartender. But yeah, but Wells.
Hater.
This is an all-time hater moment.
Straight hater.
But even Brayden was looking at him like, what the fuck, bro? Like, you're the other weird guy here.
Brayden wasn't enjoying it. Like, I'm kind of doing your thing. Kind of a little off the beaten path guy. That's what I'm doing. That's what you were. I'm just doing it better and cooler.
Yeah, man.
What's your problem? What's your problem, pal?
Honestly, credit to Brayden. He didn't challenge him to a fight, meet me in PB. But when he says, it looks like you went to Party City and got that hat, it's like, dude, this hat was $350. He looked at him like, do you have any fucking clue what this hat is?
Do you have any clue?
I mean, that was...
Do you have any idea how much this shirt cost in this hat combo? Are you crazy?
Of course, the reason Wells did that was to set the stage for the roast.
Of course.
To come. That's all it was.
Of course.
But at the time, I was like, why don't you the fuck off,
hey,
Wells?
Hey, Wells, chill, bro. You're a hater.
People like you should stick together.
This is
here.
A bad look for you.
There's a quick Paradise Truth Box round, which is brought out periodically when Wells is bored.
Rim, hold up. Wait. You glossed over, just like the show kind of glossed over, Brayden was
Tyler's
piercing
ear.
Ears at, on the beach.
You can't, I don't think you can do that in America.
How did you gloss that over, Rim? Brayden pierced Tyler's ear for some reason.
He did. And it looks bad. Tyler can't pull it off either. That should also
no,
be
looks,
he's got a big
terrible.
Stud. It doesn't look very good.
It looks terrible. It looked terrible. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, that was very glossed over. Paradise Truth Box. The big one was, Tyler, everyone knows you're not that into Mercedes. You better come clean because she deserves the truth. Johnny Bananas wrote that. That was his House of Villains note to himself. It's the same structure.
Mercedes better says whoever wrote that is really looking out for me. And I thought, I don't know if that's really the truth. I feel like the producers wrote that.
Of course.
Nobody's looking out for you.
Well, and if someone were concerned,
they're
they
trying to
tell
catch
you
up.
They're
trying to
friend.
Create a storyline. Whoever wrote that, they're not looking out for you.
Well, thus began what I predict will be the breakup of Mercedes and Tyler next week.
Yeah.
She is talking with Kylie and Avon, kind of wondering, does everyone think Tyler isn't serious about me? Is that have I been missing that the whole time?
He just made out with someone else.
We'll talk about glossing over
stuff. Am I the only
one?
Am I the only one who remembers this?
As I predicted, that will never be mentioned again.
How is this not a thing?
Nothing.
Of course he's not that serious. He just made out with someone yesterday.
Aven gives her some sage advice. He knows Tyler, best friends. She may need to push him a little more because of what happened last year with Brittany. A refresher on Tyler and Brittany. They left Paradise together. They said they loved each other, but were broken up, shockingly, by after the final rose. People forget that.
I forgot that.
So Mercedes goes to Tyler and she says, is what happened last summer affecting you? And he's like, I don't know.
Not really.
You're looking pretty hot, though. And then he seemed very blasé about their distance in real life.
I thought so, too. Yeah.
You don't want to say if it works out.
I thought he seemed that not just about the distance, but about the whole relationship.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd call it that, a relationship. This is two people having fun on the beach is how I gathered what he considers this.
Well, one person's having fun. I don't know if Mercedes is having any fun.
The guy that's getting new earrings and just living his life.
Free drinks. He was leaning up on the bar and then this might be in my head, but when she came up to him, I don't think he turned to her. I think he was like tilting his head. He was like, yeah, babe, we'll figure it out wherever we live. This did not go how she wanted. She was hoping for an engagement, a family. Tyler is here to flex and smile and get his ears pierced.
Mercedes says, maybe he's not my person. It scares me. And I can confirm to you he is not your person.
Not your person. Yeah.
I can tell you that.
We are barreling toward a breakup. Next
Absolutely.
Week, a cocktail party breakup. They will not make it to the rose ceremony. I'll bet my podcast and career on it. You hope someone.
I just want someone to mention that he just made out with someone. Someone needs to bring this up.
We were led to believe everyone watched.
Yeah, I think that's obviously not the case at this point, but yeah. Both of them just go into the grave with it, Tyler and Jess. Like, neither of them going to say a word to anybody. You got to respect that.
Yeah. Date card is for Aven and Peter.
Yeah.
Taylor's
the
like,
guy that we don't know. he was expecting one of these, but it's not happening, pal.
Aven and Peter take their partners, Kylie and Sam, on the date. A fun date, all told. The stakes were this. Kylie needs Aven to dance. Mm-hmm. So she knows that he'll do anything for her. Will Aven let loose? That's the big question heading into this date.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Kylie, there's concerns. You go to the club, and Aven's a boring club guy. It's concerning.
That would be embarrassing.
A boring bottle service guy. Jeez. It couldn't be me with him if he can't fucking show out at the club. Can't.
If you have Aven on your arm, or you're on Aven's arm, you don't want him to be hiding in the shadows. You want him.
No. No.
Under the lights, center stage, T-Pain. That's what you want from Aven.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want.
Unfortunately, I think he revealed while he's willing to let loose, maybe you don't want him in the center of the stage. Maybe you want him off to the side, still under the lights.
Yep, I think you're right.
Before they dance, they do the MILF Manor activity where you feel up several men and then kiss the one who's your son. Blindfolded. You just feel, yeah. I think that's him. That happened on a TV show, a cable TV show in America.
That literally happened. You have it backwards though. They weren't trying to feel their son. I don't think, or maybe they were.
They were trying to identify who their son was. The kissing was not part of the game. You felt blindfolded, felt the abs, the bodies. And lower torsos and some lower areas
and
in
had
some
to pick
cases.
Out your son. Yeah.
That's my baby. You felt his
despicable. What a truly troubling show we watched.
Troubling, unsettling. They dance after that in swim briefs.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, this is his thing.
Peter and Sam are having a blast. Aven and Kylie aren't because Aven is a little bit fish out of water here. That's the whole story of the
date. He actually danced like when a fish is out of water.
Yeah, flopping around.
No one has ever danced like how Aven danced. No one's ever done that move before.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a video game glitch. He lost control of his arms. Speaking of captions, Elaine Bennis School of Dance under his name. A+. Later, Peter and Sam chat. They make it official. Peter and Sam. Only the rest of the way.
They say they should give it a shot. Maybe. I think they'll leave together.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
I think they'll leave together. Obviously not engaged, but they'll leave together. Maybe they'll go to Fantasy Suites.
If there's room. If there's room.
If there's room, they'll gladly accept the key.
Kylie and Avon. He's fully invested. He says, here, outside of this, when we get back home where we live together,
we're going to try to make it work.
We're going to try to make it work. We're going to try to...
Mm-hmm.
He says he's falling for her. She's falling for him, too. They kiss. Leave together or engaged?
Engaged.
Engaged.
I got two engaged. The rest possibly leave together.
On that note, we'll take a break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Blake and Jess tossing the frisbee. Things are going really well for Blake and Jess.
He makes me feel like I'm the only girl in the room. And then another girl walks in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Katie Thurston left her season engaged to Blake Moynes, the one that got away, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's Agreed. My opinion of how she feels about Blake Moynes, even though I haven't seen her since then.
That's my opinion, too.
She should view Blake Moynes as the one that got away.
Anyone who has been with Blake Moynes should feel that way as they watch him on television.
Wow. When he's not going to be on the show anymore, I will view him, me personally, as the one that got away. As far yes. as he should have been the Bachelor, that's the one that got away.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Tepid reaction when Katie comes down.
It was, yeah, it was.
Maybe everyone was in shock. Maybe it's just been too long since she was the lead. Not many people
Blake
from her
being
season.
There, Blake being there makes it a little awkward, too, so people don't really know how to react or what they're supposed to be doing here. So I think that was mostly it.
Waiting for Blake to make the first move.
Yeah. They're all Team Blake, you know. All these people are Team Blake. They've spent all this time with him. So she walks down. They're kind of anti-Katie, if anything.
Yeah. She moved on quick, is what she said, and Blake didn't love that about their post-engagement. What did you think of this long segment with Blake and Katie and Jess in between?
There's still feelings there, for one.
That's my big takeaway.
That goes without saying.
That's my big takeaway.
That goes without saying both ways. I'm not really sure. It was awkward, and I wasn't really sure what this conversation was. I don't think either of them necessarily wanted to have it.
No.
But there wasn't a lot gained from it either. Like, what was... I don't even know what they talked about. Like, what were we trying to get from this? They're not trying to get back together, I don't think. Not here, at least.
I think they wanted us to think that was a possibility because they hadn't yet revealed that Katie didn't have a rose and she wasn't here to date.
I mean, we all knew that, though.
I agree. And they should... If there was some sort of closure, they should have shown us that, but they prioritized... Yeah. Well, Katie asked Blake on a date. Yeah.
Teasing it. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting for a little while. The voice, it was closer to a real conversation if they really haven't spoken
since.
Yeah,
it was awkward and You could tell there was real pain there between them.
I like seeing Blake under duress. I like seeing Blake having to think hard about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about the voice memos, how, you know, she...
They broke up over the phone.
They broke up over the phone.
Haven't seen each other since.
She said, it was real to me, damn it. he obviously has mixed feelings about seeing her back, but they did not seem to have a point they were driving to.
That's what I'm... Yeah, that's the main thing.
It was just kind of round and round.
I have no idea what they were trying to get out of this.
Do you want closure or reopening? And we were shown neither.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of hype from the others about how Katie isn't just an ex-girlfriend, but an ex-fiance.
Mm-hmm.
In my view, in the Bachelor world, ex-fiance is equivalent to real-life ex-girlfriend.
Mm.
That is...
I think it's a slightly above, but I hear what you're saying.
Blake showed up late to her season. Keep that in mind. He showed up halfway through her season, and she left engaged with him.
And the sparks flew, right?
Well, that hornball was drawn. Remember hornball, yeah. Blake?
Drawn. Yeah, of course. I'll never forget him.
I wish you would make an appearance here.
He answered the door naked for That's the TV true. Show. That's hornball Blake. He was a special, special character on the show.
There's also interspersed in that conversation, Jess was talking with Rachel. She says she feels like her journey just has not gone how she hoped. She's feeling intimidated, I think, by an ex-bachelorette, ex-fiance of Blake being here.
How could you not?
And then she also mentions, if Blake's not 100% all in, I don't want to stick around and wait for him to figure it out. And that's when I reminded myself of, what about Tyler? You just kissed Tyler while Blake was on a date with someone else. So yeah, it doesn't sound like either of you are 100% all in. Days ago, hours.
They really are acting like the Tyler thing didn't happen. They're just acting like we didn't see it.
It's almost as if they didn't mean to include it in the edit and they forgot it.
They forgot they showed us that.
So Katie returns to the group and we get no closure on that or definitive answer. And she starts a stand-up set.
Starts a stand-up set.
Straight up
Boo!
Just starts.
Boo!
Starts a stand-up set. That's what it was. She gave the old Jeb Bush, like, you can laugh. I'm telling jokes. You're free to laugh here.
Boo!
Are you booing the idea that she's doing the set or the jokes? Because I'm doing both.
Both.
Yeah.
Both. Both. The thing about Katie is I'm familiar with her stand-up career. I understand stand-up is one of the hardest things you can possibly do.
Credit
in life,
to Katie for putting herself out there.
She stinks at stand-up. Everything I've seen from her sucks. Okay? And I've seen a lot.
It takes a long time to get good at it. It's a tough craft.
It's tough. She is not good at it. I can confirm that.
That's tough.
And I'm a Katie guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Katie guy. But I don't like her stand-up, okay?
That's fine. Not a lot of good stand-up out there. You don't want my opinion on the,
there's not a lot
the
of good
era
stand-up.
Of stand-up we're in right now. It's a bad
there's
time.
Hardly any. It's people say some stand-up's good, and it's not good. I don't like it. I don't
there's
like
a lot of
bad. Of
there's more bad,
bad
stand-up,
stand-up
than
going
good
on.
Stand-up right now.
And she's in the right in the middle of that bad stand-up tier.
I wouldn't even I would put her. You know, you want me to name a bunch of big stand-ups?
Only,
she's funnier to me then.
Yeah, I would love that. But
we could do that. Patreon.com. Her
main thing. People, big stand-up comedians that you think she's better than. I would like that list. I would love that
There's
list.
There's a lot of them.
The
it's
only
most
thing,
of them.
The only interesting thing is she brings The Bachelor.
Yeah.
She talks about herself in that way. Some of that is mildly interesting,
totally.
But never funny. Never. Never
Come
that.
Come on.
It's never funny. I mean it. And I'm a Katie guy. And
Credit
I still
to
am.
Katie for putting herself
Credit
out there
to
and
her.
Trying the hardest.
I wouldn't be
thing
funny in
stand
up. No one's funny in stand up. It's the it is the
it's
most
tough.
Difficult form of,
you'd be
of
funny.
Entertainment.
You'd knock it out of the park, if you'd really do well.
It is never
Stage
funny. I need that to be known. And this okay. wasn't funny.
She announces they're here to do a roast. The roast palapa.
Comedy roast.
Where they're writing the jokes. Braden roasts people. John Henry, he likes doing it too. Olivia, this is Olivia's, what Olivia thinks is her bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew this was going to go poorly. This is, roasts do not work with regular people or even people who know each other that well. Because then it's just real friends airing real grievances, not.
This was just friends saying
they
mean
like
things
each
about
each
other. Roasts are usually one person being roasted, and then everyone who really likes that person says funny things about him, and then the roaster also says funny things back. It's all in good fun.
Yeah. But, yeah, this, blah, blah, but we love you, you know?
This was everyone taking turns picking whoever they want.
Yeah.
They're all part of the dais, you know, up there.
That they have something funny to say about, some truthful thing to say about.
Well, that was it. Was the purpose. It was not supposed to be good.
No,
it wasn't expected to be. This was meant to cause interpersonal drama, which is hilarious because we only have like two good relationships here and the others are all kind of on thin ice, you could say. And
yeah,
they said, let's do an activity
ice.
That breaks them all up.
Yeah.
The first joke Katie told put me off a little bit. It was about John Henry being dumb. And I thought, you don't know John Henry.
Yeah.
That's like our John Henry.
That's our thing.
The people on Paradise and the viewers.
You just showed up here. You didn't even talk to him.
No, someone told you they thought John Henry was dumb and then you made a joke about it. It just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Some things that stood out, not a lot. I did like Avon's impression of Rachel. I thought he had the cadence.
That was
down.
Very
that was
good.
Kind of funny. That was good.
That was funny.
Later, when Rachel was talking about how the roast went poorly for her, she was doing, I go, that sounds like what Avon was.
Avon can do this.
Avon was doing that. Tanner had a Botox joke about Kat. That's when it started to really slip. Kat was the butt of a lot of jokes, as expected.
Mm-hmm.
People have been the butt of a lot of Kat statements all season.
Yep.
Tyler, who is with Mercedes, on thin ice with Mercedes, makes a joke about Mercedes' name. He calls her a lesser brand of car, which had to be censored. Several jokes about Tyler's commitment to Mercedes. It seems to be an open secret that he's not that into her. A lot of jokes about Jess's age. I was not even aware that was a thing. Jess
I
being
didn't
so
either.
Young.
I had no idea. Baby Jess. What they're calling her, and she was not enjoying it.
Unless they didn't show us this, but there was not a lot of nice thing, joke, well-crafted joke, wrap it up.
That's
with
the
a nice
other thing.
Thing
about
you always have to end with
you
the
do
nice,
nice
thing.
Things. Yeah, you do nice things too.
those weren't either
no
said
nice
or show.
Things.
Tanner, who is desperate for Rachel's rose right now, makes a joke about how he wishes Gabby came down instead of her.
The stuff they said about Rachel was just too real. And
you know how she'll react.
The other thing about roasts, you say stuff that isn't like still a fresh wound that is like
an ongoing
those are
inner
that's
conflict.
Currently what she's thinking.
Yeah, roast
and
something that happened last
it,
season or the season before.
Those you saying these things to Rachel is stuff she's been thinking this entire time and is, you know, conscious about, self-conscious. I mean, they said she's the most boring season of The Bachelorette ever.
Fact.
But yeah. It's just tough. She's already had a tough time down here. And
this
she caught the most of it.
This roast went so poorly that even Olivia, who was very excited to be as roasting as possible, after the fact was like, geez, we shouldn't have done that. It's like Katie shouldn't have come down here. We shouldn't have that. That shouldn't have happened. Anyway,
it's
yeah,
tough.
This ended with Rachel crying because she thinks Tanner doesn't even like her. Good activity.
Yeah.
I think it got the intended
It got the job
outcome.
Done.
Yeah.
It added turmoil to every single relationship. Yep.
Next day, tension is high before the cocktail party. Three male contestants are going home. Maybe more. I predict more.
Why do you think more?
Because there will be breakups during this cocktail party next week. The 1 hour episode will be a half hour of
breakups.
Some breakups and then the rose ceremony.
Who do you think is going to break up?
Jess and Blake, for one. Tyler and Mercedes, for another. I think Rachel and Tanner will.
But their roses have to go somewhere. Or are you saying those people are going to leave?
I think Jess and Blake will both leave. I think Tanner will leave and Rachel will give her rose to Jordan. I think Tyler and Mercedes will both leave. That's the most clear one to me.
Tyler's not going anywhere, pal.
Well, Mercedes is leaving, is my prediction. And Tyler won't
have
anyone to get a rose from.
Oh,
so
okay.
He might as well leave too.
Gotcha. Probably right.
This episode ended with Blake and Jess.
On the outs
daybed. That daybed, the far-flung daybed during the day is intimate, sneak a kiss. At night.
You walk all the way down there at night?
You don't want anybody to hear what you're saying.
Your relationship's in trouble.
Blake dropped a lot of clues here. He says, he reminded us that he was in love with Katie, despite the fact that he spent way less time with her than he has with Jess.
Wow.
They got engaged less time.
That's tough. And I felt things that I've never felt with you, not even close.
There's just no way that ends well. She's not going to say anything.
How could you save what was said for this relationship? And reminder, Jess just kissed someone also, and Blake kissed someone yesterday. So yeah,
he went on a date with Genevieve and then gave his rose to Jess. Yeah. So that's no longer lingering. But yeah, I think a lot of people are on the outs here.
Yeah. As they should be. Yeah. Because Paradise is almost over.
Paradise is almost over. They weren't that close to begin with. Mm-hmm. It's a shorter season of Paradise. Do you have any updates to the pyramid?
Yep.
Let's hear it. Where is Tyler? Everyone's wondering. Is there a new tier for him?
Taylor?
Yeah. Taylor.
Yeah. We'll start with the new tier related to someone on production. It's Taylor. Hey, Taylor. I'm in production on The Bachelor. You're my cousin. I can get you on the show, but I can't promise you anything once you get there. I really can't.
You don't even have to sign a
waiver. You interested? I can't promise you getting anything once you get there, but I can get you down there, I think. It might be really late. You might be cooped up in a hotel room for the first, like, 3 or 4 weeks. Are you interested? Taylor Pegg.
3 or 4 weeks is generous. I think the whole thing is 2.5.
And then we got Jordan, who's in the important role players tier.
Whoa.
42,000 followers. That's a big number.
He is a professional drag racer. I think I'm sure, has a fandom from that.
He has the followers to be in the next tier, but coming on this late is a problem. So he's an important role player. I've also moved Knockoff Pilot Pete up into the extras from the Nobody Cares tier. You make it this long, you've been here this long, you got to get out of the Nobody Cares tier, I suppose.
And he's leaving with somebody as well.
And he's going to leave with someone. And that's all I got for pyramid updates.
Did Michael, seems you didn't move Michael up or down.
Did I even put Michael on here? I don't remember.
Yeah, you might not have.
I think I did. I think he was in the Nobody Cares, I believe. Yeah.
I gotta say, whenever I look at an Instagram, I just looked up Jordan's Instagram.
Yeah.
And he's got a pretty good one because he has a life outside of Bachelor Nation. But it is staggering to me how these people go on the show and then only hang out seemingly with other people from the show, even if they weren't on the same seasons. That's very strange. What do these people's real friends think about? Oh, you're too good for the people you've known for a long time now because you went on this TV show. Now you're best friends with Aaron Clancy.
Well, they're trying to get something out of this.
I get it. I know.
You're not going to get something out of your regular ass friends.
I know, and that is sad.
It is sad. They lose. I'm sure once you go on Bachelor in Paradise, you know, your old friends are they're in the back burner room.
Well, they're not good looking either. Imagine posting a picture with an ugly person.
A regular ugly person. Ugh. could not be Jordan.
Jordan's got a picture from a year ago with Avon and Tyler. I mean, it's a blazing hot trio of dudes. There's no denying it. Okay, good updates, good pyramid updates. Here is the second to last Paradise mailbag of the season, 773-234-7794. This from 704, first one. I thought it was funny. Avon and Kylie are giving the grandparents and Willy Wonka the way they just lay around in bed all day.
You remember they just sitting there? They got four people to a bed forget, laying around.
People forget. The fucking grandpa in Willy Wonka or Charlie in the Chocolate Factory
basically
was retired and bedridden. Mm-hmm. not helping the family at all. And then as soon as Charlie got a golden ticket to the chocolate factory, he popped right out of bed. It's like, motherfucker, you haven't been helping this family. You've been an absolute drain on this family.
I think he had a health ailment of some sort, and then it was healed by the golden ticket. You're telling me
we've been waiting on you hand and foot. And then as soon as the chocolate factory opportunity comes up, you're good to go.
Well, yeah.
He was bedridden, Rim.
Charlie said, I want you to come. I want you to be my guest, my plus one at the chocolate factory.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I don't know, Charlie. I don't know, Charlie. And then he
hey,
because of his
you...
love for Charlie, overcame whatever pain was
where,
on
where's
him.
Your love for this family as everyone's waiting on you hand and foot?
It's once in a lifetime
bedridden.
Opportunity. Yeah. Lauren from New Jersey, I wish the Paradise editing operated like Bravo and showed us flashbacks 1 hour ago, three days ago, etc. Because when they are addressing this Tyler and Mercedes situation, they could flash back to him randomly kissing Jess. That may mess with the timeline facade of the show, and it is a facade. But it's better than discussing him not being all in without addressing that indiscretion. I actually like Tyler and know he's just playing the game of the show, but it's weird it hasn't been addressed at all. Thank you, Lauren. They're both playing the game there. That was both like, do you guys... You're not doing anything today. Go kiss. Give us something.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lauren. Megan in Maryland, and if several others have mentioned this before, or several others mentioned this in the mailbag, based on what some former cast members have said, my understanding is that they keep the men and women separated on rose ceremony days until the ceremony starts, and they don't film. While this doesn't explain all the many things we missed last episode, it does at least sort of explain some of the timeline issues. It also really makes me wonder what all the women who seem justifiably super pro-Rachel were saying to Becca during the day, or maybe they were just sharing what happened to poor Sam. Thank you, Megan. Others mentioned
that's interesting.
They are separated and they're filming those confessionals.
Good information.
614 area code says Bachelor in Paradise this season is a snooze fest. I feel like I'm watching a group of the popular kids in high school gang up on the not as cool kids, aka Olivia, because they, in parentheses Kat, think she's cooler than Olivia and can easily get John Henry. I feel for Olivia and she sees right through all of them. Brayden is a sneaky favorite and is playing the justice fairy of paradise. Thank you, 614. 901 area code, I think y'all are dead wrong about the Olivia John Henry situation. He initially seemed more drawn to Olivia. But once Kat swooped in, Olivia was more interested in being mad at Kat than connecting with John Henry. I do believe she really liked him, but she's giving him zero attention while Kat makes out with him in the hot tub. Olivia tried playing the cool girl and it bit her in the ass. Furthermore, I'm not convinced Kat was in the wrong, in parentheses, though I do respect your first night argument. People on first night stick together. Most people on the beach are still free agents. And if it wasn't John Henry Kat went after, it would have been somebody else because we all know Kat's not going down without a fight. Kat was done with Tanner the second he accepted a date with Davia, and Olivia should have been done with John Henry as soon as he told her he was considering giving his rose to Kat. Anyway, I'm loving this season. Thank you, 901. Kara from New York City. Kara? C-A-R-A, Kara or Kara? For the last few weeks, I've been trying to figure out why this season of Paradise isn't hitting quite the same as past seasons. For some reason, it just isn't getting me as excited as it used to, and it feels like something is missing. I think I may have figured out what it is. A low number of storylines, or at least, storylines with juice. I feel like most seasons, there are at least three separate dramatic storylines rotating throughout the episodes, but right now, it seems like each episode, there is one big piece of drama that cast members take turns hyping up. The Olivia Kat drama might have worked better for me if there were other pieces of drama that production could sprinkle in there. Though maybe that's not plausible with a measly 1 hour per week. Thank you, Carr. It's 2 hours per week, but it's one episode per week. Usually we get Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, 4 hours
each
week.
For six weeks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kara or Kara. Hey, Ellie from Puerto Rico, Conspiracy Corner. Alert emojis. This is about Becca. Remember Becca who left under odd circumstances?
Brayden. Yeah. Was going to be Becca. Yeah.
First, I think producers told Becca to leave the beach. What she said to Jesse made no sense at all. Brayden was locked in on her, and knowing our no BS guy, he probably would have told her. My guess is that they needed a rose for Olivia, since she is one of the few giving good content. My second reason is that producers told Tanner to give his rose to Rachel. I mean, they cannot boot off a past lead like that, right? Maybe she is so chill because in her contract, it says she'll be in paradise for the whole season.
Oh, wow.
Who knows? Thank you, Haley. I like that.
Contract talk. I buy into that. I like that. Yeah.
Big fan of contract tots for former leads.
Of course.
Last one, 608 area code. I know you probably got 100 messages like this, but the Pikachu evolution line is Pichu, Pikachu, Raichu. The fire horse is Ponyata, or Ponyata. Evolves into Rapidash. That's what I was thinking of when I said.
I feel like Pichu is a later version of Pokemon, not the originals, so I don't count that.
AB, perfectly said and succinctly said. I did research into this. First,
yeah,
608.
That wasn't around.
We did not get 100 messages about Pichu. We got one. We got one. So that bit obviously didn't go over well, and or no one gives a shit about the first unevolved.
When I'm talking
Pichu.
About Pokemon, I'm not talking about the 6,000 Pokemon that we have now. These kids are dealing with way too many Pokemon.
You're
talking about
the
original 100 or so
AB,
Pokemon.
Our Pokemon knowledge is 1999 cards. That's
period.
The knowledge.
No,
the cards
mine is cards. Out. Mine is cards in the Game Boy games. That's it.
I played a little of the Game Boy games and win Pokemon Snap as well. I will admit to getting into Pokemon Snap.
I played
on Nintendo
Pokemon
64.
Snap those pictures.
That was
fun
a
as hell.
Fun fucking game. That was
that
a fun
was
game.
Fun as hell. Going exotic.
And
you
I
know,
played the phone game. I dabbled in that one. That was a crazy.
Oh, I played the phone game. Yeah, I played the phone game. Yeah.
I didn't
hey.
See no Pichu on that, and here's the reason.
Yeah, what's the reason?
Pichu was not in those sets that came out in 1999. Pichu's first appearance was in Neo Genesis in late 2000. I'd moved on.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count.
No, I agree.
Doesn't
Pichu,
count.
For our purposes, is not real.
It's not what we're talking about.
That's not what we're talking about.
We're talking to
about
old heads only.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. I don't,
we're
I've
talking
ne-
to,
I've never
you,
heard of Pichu.
If you are talking about post-1999, we aren't talking to you.
We're not.
It's not what we're talking
about. We are Wizards of the Coast or whatever it was called. Thank you for that information, though, 608.
The Pichu, let me tell you something, a big Pokemon. Pichu was created, you know, Pikachu, the most popular Pokemon. let's try to squeeze more juice out of this fruit rim. Now, let's give Pikachu another evolution, another piece to Pikachu that people will buy. That's what it is.
It's the baby Yoda of the Pokemon world. Let's make a baby version of our most popular character.
Exactly.
Pichu. Make him cute and cuddly.
Make him cute and cuddly.
Pikachu's cute, but, you know, a little too evolved,
Pikachu's tough, too. That's the thing about Pikachu. Pikachu's
Pikachu
cute.
Can fuck you up. Don't get that twisted as well.
That's what I'm saying, Rim. That's what I'm saying,
you
Rim.
You can't,
Pikachu's cute as hell.
Be able to kill you.
But he'll fuck you. Pikachu will fuck you up, period. Mm. He'll light your ass up. He'll light you up like a Christmas tree, Rim.
Shock you to death.
Okay? So they tried to throw this little Pichu thing in here.
I would do a Pokemon podcast where we just discuss the old Pokemon from the old days.
Both of us have wrong information constantly, but what we remember.
773, thank you for that, 608.
Thank you for that, but doesn't count.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Thank
we
you for that, but
we disagree.
We wholeheartedly disagree with the addition of Pichu in the evolution tree.
Honestly, get out of my face with Pichu.
Get out of my face with Pichu. Get
it
out
goes,
of my
it
face
goes Pikachu,
with Pichu.
Raichu, end of story. 773-234-7794. Give us your predictions on, I don't know. I think predictions are pointless. We all know the two couples leaving engaged. We know that. So give us your feelings on Paradise. 773-234-7794. That is all we have. Reminder, no episodes of Paradise are golden the week of Thanksgiving. And just a 1-hour episode of Paradise next week after the Golden Bachelor finale. 3-hour finale, December 17th. RimandAB.com, Black Friday weekend. Yes.
I'm just looking here. Pikachu's only listed at a foot, too. Like, what is even the point?
I don't even call it Pichu. I call it Baby Pikachu.
They're the same fucking thing. It's just a baby Pikachu.
It's all a racket.
Same Pokemon. Size. Probably do the same stuff. Get out of our face with that.
Doesn't Do you count. Have any paradise related comments to wrap it up? Or is that,
is no, that I'm it? Just looking, I'm just pissed.
Pichu.
In Again, a couple of years, they'll come out with a baby Yoda that's like 2 inches shorter.
Fits in Yoda, baby Yoda's hands.
And it'll just be to sell us more baby Yoda stuff because they got tired of Grogu. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Eventually, there'll be another Pikachu, too. Baby Pikachu. I got it.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.